Hello, curious ones. Welcome to Route 37 Podcast, the podcast of many topics. The topics we are on right now is me reading my journals real, raw, and out loud, with some commentary and backstory. Let's get at it. July 21st, 2022. 30 days dum-dum free. Feels so fucking awesome. I am coming back to life. I didn't go to sleep with the cord-cutting meditation last night. I stayed up a little later than normal, dancing and moving my pelvis and sacral chakra. Clearing and removing and realigning back to flow. I am a powerful motherfucker, I tell ya. Slept great. Slept in. I must have needed it. I was definitely astral traveling and dreaming. Got up and at it today. I got some strange banking texts which throw me into an anxiety attack that I am not a fan of. Emailed Matt at the bank. He said it was a phishing scam. So, yay for that. I just dislike being on the negative side of things. Why do I go to a negative at first thought? I will try harder to remain open and more positive about outcomes. Got all my bills paid with Michelle's credit card, so my sister gave me a credit card to be able to survive after Dum Dum left and took all the money. And by took all the money, I mean took all the money, all the cash in the safe that we were saving, which most of which was mine, and some from his little stupid side jobs. What kind of man does that? Left me high and dry. I'm shaking my head right now, like, who the fuck does that? As he was leaving me love notes right up until the day he left. Which, of course, I was not in any way falling for. But he kept doing it anyway. Last night, Michelle said Joyce needed a place to stay. Joyce is an old neighbor who was ill and sold her house and needed a place in between selling her house and buying a new house. Another opportunity for money has appeared. $500 a month. Yes, it will be hard to give up my solitude, but I know this is where the universe is taking me. It will be interesting. And that money will help me. I still have not heard a word from my dumbass lawyer. And trust me, he was a dumbass. Brad, I'm coming for you. So on today's agenda, it was about getting the rest of dum-dum shit out of the house. I managed all but one tote that I cannot reach yet. But wow, that feels so good. I'm pretty proud of myself for staying busy and moving forward each and every day since Dum Dum left. I am sitting by the waterfall pond in our yard. I got my outside looking darling and relaxing too. I love the space I created here. It is the witching hour of the afternoon near the evening where drive-bys happen. Sitting here, I have a direct line of sight of the front and back roads. I will say it again. I will miss this house, yet I will be leaving so much of my old self behind. Some of my residual energy will always remain here. For sure, a happy and sad Jen. July 22nd, 2022. Look at that number sequence. LOL, my horoscope number today was 2, and I must say, spot on. I had a restful sleep again, without the sleep meditation. Up early again, leisurely start. I sat in the sun, enjoyed my nettle and ginger lime honey and cat claw herbal tea. Listened to music and danced around. I skipped the treadmill time. And I got ready to run to Hastings for more groceries and to Jamie's Crafts. 'Twas good. I felt good about my purchases and grateful about to be able to pay for the for them despite Dum Dum's efforts to starve me out of here and to punish me for him abusing me for our entire marriage. I came home from the grocery store, put stuff away, and decided to putt around in the yard. I decided it was time to hang the rest of my smiley faces, you know, for more grounding therapy. I had put smiley faces on all the trees, so when Dum Dum drove by, he would see that I was still smiling. I love to feel the warmth of the earth under my bare feet. I picked up sticks and decorated more around the waterfall. The frogs were bouncing around all about the pond. I found the old metal palm tree that Dum Dum made a while back. I fixed up his jacked up palm tree, set it right up, dug a hole, and plopped it in. Now it's even funner in this space. I was in and out of the house as ideas came to me. I ran in the house to fetch my beach house knick-knack, and lo and behold, I see a state cop Suburban pulling into the driveway. Right away, I thought, oh, here we go. I half hoped it was news of Dum Dum's death. Sadly, it was not. He came by because Dum Dum called. I bet his fat ass friend, his name escapes me now, that's how important he was. I don't even remember his name. But I'm sure it was his ex-cop friend that had called for him because, you know, it was you. I mean, Dum Dum. The young officer asked if I was Jennifer, and I said I was. As I suspected, Dum Dum wasn't dead, as I had hoped. He wanted to come get the rest of his stuff. OMG, what a fucking dumbass. Really? Dum Dum really thought he was going to roll up here after 30 days and think he was going to come in here pretty as you please and go against your own order, which was him. That was a funny day. I cannot stress how funny this shit show is going to play out with a narcissistic Dum Dum thinking he is in control. Ah, me, LOL, LOL, LOL. You're not going to win against me, Dum Dum. Watch me all you want. Just goes to show you who the truly crazy one is. Dum Dum looks stupid again today. I will take that as a big win. This whole week has been one big win after another. That's why he came today. He can't stand it. His drive-bys and flying monkeys watching me and reporting back to him. All my movements. Dig your hole deeper, dickhead. My God, that shit got my heart just a-pounding today. I called the lawyer with no return call. Big shocker. Brad, you are the biggest dipshit on this planet. It's Friday. But damn, it was 2:30 in the afternoon. Well, what a deflate that had to have been on Dum Dum's ego, in front of his buddies, no less. He rolled up with trailers and trucks, and the state police officer made them all leave the driveway. I was watching out the bathroom window as they were all in tantrums, and I hear the police officer say, "This is your order. You can't be here." He's the one that left the house. So, and I knew that cop was on my side. I told him that, Dum Dum, wiped out all the bank accounts and now wants to take the rest of the property because he's worried that I will fuck with it while he can't be here. It just cracks me up. The scene today was typical Dum Dum, and I am sure a good indication of things to come. And I was not wrong. I will feel much safer with Dum Dum checked and maybe safer when Joyce gets here in her golden lab pearl for protection. Which, holy shit, that was a train wreck too. Wow, Joyce. Just goes to show you how many lessons I learned in these tumultuous times right here about a lot of people, friends, family. There's a lot of exes in this story. I really went to town moving energy after the hubbub. I am so fucking glad that those smiley faces were all in plain view. I bet Dum Dum is seething and smoking like a madman tonight, boy. LOL. Fucking bet. He must have took the day off from working for nothing. Man, that's rough to get your ass handed to you and read your own order back to you. Karma in full splendor. I moved furniture and opened up the flow in here, having a new roommate in mind. Little by little, I will get to my finish line. I will be awarded all the proceeds of the house and be done. I look forward to my future. So many new opportunities are coming my way. I will have the money to make my ideas a reality. I feel good about my day as I see my lit up palm tree on the deck that Dum Dum forbid me to keep outside, even though it was my gift. That fucker is nailed down and will stay lit the rest of the summer, bitches. The yard and the house reflecting flow and happiness. I am all set for my first paying gig on Monday. Her little birthday party is going to be epic for her. I don't know what that is. I am in a great place. I don't know whose birthday or what I was planning there, but whatever. July 26th, 2022. Wow, I feel like I've been mowed down. Yesterday drained me. Even though it was a busy, good day for the most part, I hosted that birthday party. Oh, okay, I know what that was. I hosted that birthday party that I booked at Hippie Fest. So I booked a make and take where they were all doing macrame. That's right. That was a good day. There was tension between Isabel and I. She hurt me with her regular mocking of me. I don't even want to write about it. In fact, I'm struggling to want to write at all about anything. I want to run. I want to hide. I want to scream my stories. I want to be heard. I want to be valued. I want to be respected. Self-doubt is creeping in. I am fighting it off day by day. I received word from my lawyer via email of our first court date, August 25th at 9 a.m. Moving right along. The hearing is about the financial order of Dum Dum paying the house payment, because he quit paying the house payment like a dumbass. That hearing should be a good indicator of how things will go. I trust I'm going to win these battles as they appear. Dum Dum will not take any more from me. I have Landon today. All he wants to do is eat crap and be on his stupid tablet. I tried to get him to sit in the sun with me. It's too bright, he says. He can't see his tablet. Truly breaks my heart. I am sad. I am going to recharge in the sun. I hope it helps lift my negative mood. I must keep my vibes high. I must stay focused on the prize. I must remain calm. I must remain quiet. I must remain unreactive at all costs. You got this, Jen. We are on a new timeline. More shifts have occurred. These growing pains got me like, what the fuck? I'm gonna hang in there and just go with the motherfucking flow. I still want to run, though. July 27th, 2022. I felt rested upon ri arising, upon rising. However, I dreamt heavy last night, but don't recall the details. I got up, made my tea. Michaela called. I enjoy our little chats. I slipped on a pair of workout pants to see if they fit better, and they did. Really motivated me to get on the treadmill, so I got that done. I ordered the wedding flowers yesterday and got the return price list back. I did good. The groom emailed me today. Set his mind at ease. Justin called. They are on their way to Michigan. They should be here by Wednesday from Arizona. The fam is meeting here for pizza to meet baby Joshua. I am excited. Our family vacation should be a fun one too. Coming up, kind of glad Justin decided to skip it, but still, come see us. Anyway, he's going to visit his other grandpa who isn't doing well. I went to the grocery store and spent my birthday party earnings. That felt good. I walked barefoot in the yard and collected sticks and grounded myself. I laid in the sun and listened to a compelling woman explain her matrix theories. I enjoy her. John texted today. I have not heard from him in a while. It was good to be able to report back all good things. I do feel he is genuine when he says he is holding space for me. It was a good day. Thank you. July 22nd, 2022. Happy New Moon! I must be really traveling at night. Slept till almost 7 a.m. I must have needed it. Michaela called before I could get awake. I thought about not answering. It is her birthday tomorrow, and her brother Justin's on his way to Michigan, so I answered. Good morning. Got right at my new moon intentions. Got on my treadmill, washed bedding, made the bed, gathered all the pictures and love notes and wood trinkets that I had piled up in the basement to burn on a special day. Well, let it be this one. No looking back now. I raked the yard a bit barefooted and laid in the sun. I ate a good lunch, productive day, acting as if. I am a divine creator. I am excited to see where I land next. I took my bay leaf wishes and I made on the full moon just for this very day. As I sat here and watched the rest of my short years with toxic dum-dum, I am satisfied to just let it all go. I let out a whimper or two, and it was done. Our life, our dreams, our fake-ass life, up in fucking smoke, in a puff. Got wishes. I'm grateful for the lessons. Dum dum on my end. I loved you dearly for a time, and then your mask fell off, and I was introduced to who and what you truly are. A monster. I was extraordinary narcissistic supply for you. You're welcome. I will go on in life and rise and become precisely what you were so hell-bent on destroying. I am a strong woman, stronger than you'd ever care to admit. I won, not you. As we approach the final end, I am so very grateful that your gutless exit gave me time to heal, to plan, to forgive, to understand, to say my goodbyes to the house in a loving, proper way. You could have never taken me down. I am fiercely protected. Zen Gen 37 forever. July 29th, 2022. I'm kind of dragging ass today after not much real sleep. I went to bed early to get some rest before Justin arrived. Well, they arrived, got them to bed, and there I laid, not being able to fall back asleep. And I'll tell you what, I had the weirdest dream that I sort of remember. I know I definitely had multiple orgasms. What the fuck? Dum-dum, or a calm, loving version of Dum-dum, appeared. He was the one making love to me ever so slowly, not Dum Dum style. Either way, woke up to all sorts of I don't even know what. No time to reflect, and Michaela was calling. Then Justin was up. Yeehaw! I got a little time with baby Joshua before making them pancakes. The puppy Moto is just an extra bonus. He seems to be a good pup. I am watching him while they spend the day at the lake with his mom and dad. I hope Justin behaves. It was really helpful that they handed me $200 cash. Yay, I really appreciated that. Thank you. I want to buy a pot vape cartridge to get in one more hooray before August 1st. I think I will try to refrain. I know I can do this. I need this. My lungs need this break. I want to see how it goes with no dum-dum around to trigger me into the urge to want to escape. Of course, that is an excuse. I quit last year for over 2 months. Maybe only smoke it when it is free and at a social gathering. No more of this all day, every day business. I weighed myself yesterday, 179. I'd like to keep losing. I am trying. The divorce diet was amazing. Sadly, it crept back on because I'm stressed again, but all for a whole bunch of other reasons. We'll get to that. I am trying not to cave to all these cravings. I'm staying more, way more active. I think I might take a nap, hit a walk with the pup or the treadmill. Probably gonna go for a walk though. Eat a salad for dinner. I am beyond grateful for this quiet, calm, peaceful transition to divorce. My mantra, I want him gone. I want him gone peacefully. I want the house, and I trust you will make that happen for me. I know this is what's going to happen for me. Well, I was wrong. I didn't get the house, and I'm glad. But I was in all sorts of places back then. July 31st, 2022. My quote of the day, mine. I am holding out for the cosmic cock, no more wounded willies. I crack myself up. Kay had a couple days here with Justin arriving. It has been good, though. The puppy sitting was fun. I am proud of Justin. He was up with the sun mowing the front yard. Yay! I'm glad I cooked yesterday so I would have an easy breezy morning. Jake and Riley came out for breakfast and hung out with Justin. Jake got the push mower filled so I can mow the back this evening after it cools down. I sat in the sun, Facebooked some heavy shit. Someone's got to shake up a Sunday, right? May as well be me. I must have posted a bunch of stuff. Everybody is already in high speculation mode, as it is a visual that I don't give a fuck. Wonder what people thought when I went from fairy tale to alone, because I lied to myself and just kept a smiley face and a fake facade on Facebook about our marriage. Or I did have like hints. I did give a lot of hints, but they were more jabs towards Dum Dum because he was constantly watching my page. I don't give a fuck. So be it. Only nude. I laid in the sun and I'm gonna eat and veg for a bit. Life is good. August 3rd, 2022. Oh boy, so much to catch up upon. Been a busy week and it's only Wednesday. There are pros and cons to peopling. Holy fuck. I love them, but damn, kids are tough to be around. The big and the little ones. Judas, enough already. I will have the house full again tonight. Pizza party, it hasn't been all bad. Busy, and all the $200 Justin gave me went to feed him and his family. He mowed my lawn, so he wasn't a total loafer at all. That toddler of theirs, boy, needs a little work. She can be a bit too much. That's about Avery. Life has been good. I cannot lose sight of that even in my low mood moments. Honest, Vengeance is still on my mind for Dum Dum. However, with all this commotion, he crosses my mind less and less. I am looking forward to a few days at the lake and coming home to do that wedding and getting Joy settled. I think it's going to... I think it's going to all, and I mean all, work out in my favor. I deserve good karma. Dum Dum can leave here with his karmic train nipping at his heels. Not my fucking problem. Or I will not react like he is a problem. The cords have been cut. I am looking so forward to my freedom and traveling, meeting new people in real life. You just never know where I am headed. I know it will be exciting, and it will be an adventure. Yeehaw! I had to break down and put the air conditioning on, hot and humid. Glad I did, even though I got a Dum Dum's rigged bucket system. August 12th, 2022. Jeez, time just keeps on trucking on by. Another vacation with the family in the books. It was another fun time at the escape to the lake. Amazing what happens in a year. Mary and John were crotchety as ever, but it looked like they had been working hard to update the place. I still want it. I could do so much there. It was a lot to feed them all. I was weepy and felt at a loss at times up there, but it was good to hang out with Sarah Bear. We bonded more and got to know my great nieces and nephews more. So it was good to make all those new memories. We had a lot of good laughs. Sister Michelle and I had fun in the paddle boat. That was fun. She fell out. I got some good pictures of it. I can't wait till next year. Jeez, who fucking knows what next year will bring? It was hard to pack up and leave early to do that wedding that I have to do this weekend, which was a nightmare bride. Fucking Christ. The trip home went flawlessly. I did good with no GPS. I am proud of myself. I had to pick up the wedding flowers, and even that went well. Came home to Joyce, not a fan already of a roommate. Like, for real. 0 stars. Do not recommend. Fucking Judas. I can't wait to get the ball rolling on the sale of this house. Fuck! I'm not gonna lie. It feels really cathartic to read all of this on what would have been our 6th wedding anniversary. This morning, in my Facebook memories, our professional photographer still had us tagged in all of our wedding photos. I looked so happy. He looked tense. And just, it seemed so unreal how duped I got. I just wanted it to be real. I wanted so badly for it to be my fairy tale. After a succession of losses, I just really thought he was going to be my ticket to happiness. Sadly, I couldn't have been more wrong. However, with all that being said, I am in a really good place mentally. I hate him less. I'm less angry. I'm still going to tell my story, but there's less vengefulness behind it. I am finding a softening. It must be really hard to be what he is. God knows it's hard to be what I am. So there's that. Continuing from August 12th, 2022. Coming off a full moon, still got a dull headache. I'm glad I made time for a bath this morning. God damn if that bride didn't piss me off first thing. I did not take her bullshit attitude. I had to run into Grand Rapids to rectify a flower problem. Thank goodness I grabbed more flowers for this picky bitch. Seriously, this bride was a nightmare. I mean, fucking nightmare. For not just me, even when I delivered that wedding, she was making the photographer, all sorts of people cry on her, and she was just pissed because it downpoured her whole wedding day. Can anyone say karma? Yeah, wow. Again, I am proud of myself. I had to tell Joyce to get in the house. She was laying in the front yard in the grass in her romper with her dog Pearl while I'm running around trying to finish this wedding. God, that was embarrassing as fuck. I would have been embarrassed to have that uppity bride see her. Thank goodness her and her bridesmaid approved of the wedding flowers. I seen she was pleasantly pleased. God, I can't stand fucking little snots like her. At any rate, I nailed it. She loved, loved, loved it, she said. Thank goodness that was a load off. I added $37 for the delivery fee. She tried to call me out. I stood firm. 37, not 25. I am worth it, bitch. God damn. So Joyce has been sleeping all afternoon. We are supposed to go to dinner. I think the blue wagyu is in order this evening. I have to deliver that wedding by 1. I will get up early and finish it and put my final touches on my pretties. Ray is bugging me to go to her beach party at my sister Lee's Saturday night. And Michaela wants me to spend the night there after the party. Yeah, that obviously didn't happen. I will think about it, which for me means no. Joyce is cooking Chinese for Jake and Riley and her son Sam. Jake is going to mow for his mama again. Seems to be flowing right along. I get down and negative and a bit pissy. I am hard to be near when I'm in that mood. I must stay on the positive side of things. First court date is coming up. Hopefully it will lessen this feeling of limbo. Slow and steady wins the race. August 17th, 2022. Another glorious day. A little sore from push mowing the whole yard yesterday. Only took me 2 days, but I got it done. And it looks amazing. Fuck you, dum-dum. Okay, Jen, reel it in. It was a great day to be out and about. I got the bank account out of the negative and deposited my money from that wedding. I am grateful for the bank's good service. I had a nice long country drive to the pot store and stopped at Jamie's Crafts for shits and giggles. They are restocked. It was so fun. Joyce was gone all day. Yay. I made us leftovers and she brought Panera. What part of I don't eat that shit is she struggling with? She means well. I let her have it this morning about her wanting to tell me about Dum Dum because she is still friends with him on Facebook. Who the fuck stays friends with an abusive as fuck soon-to-be ex-husband of a friend? That you're living with, mind you. But whatever. I'm keeping track of the loyal ones now. I laid in the sun this morning. The Indian summer is creeping in. I shook my ass with my headphones on. It was so liberating. Yee-haw, I love my life. I started a new cat hammock pretty, excited to see where that is going. Better still, talk to the realtor today, and that was fun. He seems like a perfect fit for me, which he wasn't. My newest bride referred me. Katie seems like a kick-ass chick to network with. No more playing small, Jen. We are going to after it all. I have homework to do for the realtor, and I have a Hobby Lobby date on the calendar next week for my new bride, Katie. I am struggling a bit with wanting the world to know what a piece of shit Dum Dum is. so over feeling like there is no justice for these monsters.